Apple Sox victorious with an 8-7 extra innings victory. It took a bottom of the 10th inning, and that was what it took for the Apple Sox to win this one, as they got the win thanks to a walk-off RBI double off of the bat of Aiden Doherty. His fifth hit of the ball game. He went 5-for-6, his second five-hit effort of the summer, and the eighth in Apple Sox history. Think about that for a moment. There have been this is the 24th season in Wenatchee Apple Sox history, and they entered today with 6 5-hit efforts. But Doherty has 2 of them already here this campaign. It's been a lot of fun to watch this kid hit at the plate, as he has done a remarkable job just 10 games into his summer, really getting the job done for the Apple Sox. And a great rubber match victory for Wenatchee. It was an up-and-down battle throughout. Wenatchee got it started by responding in the bottom of the first inning after the bell struck in the top half. Gabe Henderson with a leadoff double to begin the game. He eventually would score 4 batters later with 2 outs on an error that brought in a run and made it 1-0 Bells. But in the bottom half of the first inning, the Apple Sox responded. Antonio Gianni stepped up to the plate with 2 outs, and he cashed in. He deals. That swung on and hit out to left field. It will get down for a base hit. Hartman's in to tie the game up. Boscarino speeding over toward third. He's going to round the bag and head home without a throw. A 2-run double by Gianni to give Wenatchee a 2-1 lead. That would not make it through the top of the second, though, as the Bells again answered back. With 2 outs, Bryce Johnson singled, Trent Maloney walked, and Gabe Henderson doubled in Johnson to make it 2-2. But the Apple Sox had a response of their own in the bottom of the second. With the bases loaded, Max Hartman picked up maybe an RBI he didn't want to really necessarily get. The 2-0, that got him. A hit by pitch to bring in a run, and Wenatchee is back in the lead. Not the way Hartman drew it up, but he drives in a run and has reached base safely for a second time in this game to make it a 3-2 Apple Sox lead. A hit by pitch with the bases loaded. Hartman able to drive in Cannon Peary, and that made it a 3-2 game. But Bellingham again had a response. A run for them in the top of the third inning on a solo home run by Jacob Mejia. And 3-3 it would remain until the bottom of the fifth inning. The Apple Sox would step up to the plate in the bottom half of that frame. Luca Boscarino gave them the lead with a sacrifice fly to score Aiden Doherty after his double to start the fifth inning. First offering to him is swung on and softly hit toward left field, ranging over to make the grab, Shedlock. Doherty tags from third. He will score standing up, and the Apple Sox are back in the lead. Shedlock with a shoestring grab, but the Apple Sox do get a run on the sacrifice fly to left field, and they take a 4-3 advantage here in the fifth inning. So that put the Apple Sox in the lead. It was a 4-3 score. Matthew Delvecchio departed, and Joey Pearson came on for the sixth inning. Delvecchio, 5 solid innings of work, 3 runs given up, 2 earned on 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts for him in his third start of the summer. The 1-2 from Delvecchio. Breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike 3. That's a big out number 2. And now Mejia comes up with 2 down in the inning and a runner still over at third base. And the right-hander ready. Delly deals. That's swung on a miss for strike 3. Delvecchio with a punch out, and it's out number 2 here in the fourth inning. A 1-2 in there for called strike 3. Delvecchio gets out of the 2-out jam and strands 2 men on the base paths. Strikeout number 3 of the ball game. Pearson ran into some trouble in the sixth inning. Back-to-back walks to open up the inning. They would come around to score on a 2-out, 2-RBI single by Jason Shedlock, who would be caught stealing off of second base to end the sixth inning. And then we would go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Apple Sox trying to answer back once again. That 2-run top of the sixth inning made it 5-4 Bellingham, but Wenatchee would score 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning thanks to a RBI single by Aiden Doherty, but before that, Elijah Pelayo singled to drive in Jaden Holloway. Not technically an RBI, thanks to a throwing error. Pelayo from the right side. The pitch is swung on and slapped into right center field, a base hit. Turning around second and heading toward third, Holloway. The throw goes into the dugout. He is going to score. It looked like the throw was going to beat him, but it goes right through the five hole of Kirkpatrick and out of play. A single for Pelayo and a throwing error brings in the run. As mentioned right after that, Doherty would follow and picked up an RBI single of his own. That put Wenatchee back in the lead, leading by a 6-5 score. Pelayo fakes a takeoff from second, stays put. The 1-2 swung on and dumped into left field, a base hit. Pelayo will round third and score without a throw. A little bit of trouble in left field. Doherty sliding into second. He gets there. And Wenatchee has taken the lead. It's 6-5 here in the sixth inning. They would add on another run of insurance in the bottom of the eighth inning as Doherty stepped up to the plate with Elijah Pelayo at second after a single and a steal, and he would deliver his second RBI of the ball game. Ready with the 2-2 to Doherty. Pelayo at second. Turns and deals. A pitch that swung on and hit into left center field. Fourth hit of the ball game for Aiden Doherty. Pelayo gets waved home. He will score. And the Apple Sox take a two-run advantage here in the eighth inning. In the ninth inning, the Bells started off exactly the way they wanted to. A single and a double to put two men on, and then a one-out walk by Connor Smith. Loaded up the bases with one out. Anthony Kodama struck out, but then Bryce Johnson singled off with a second base bag, and as a result was able to play two runs to tie the ball game up. Wenatchee put a runner at second and into scoring position immediately in the bottom of the ninth inning, but couldn't play him. David James came back out for the 10th, got two strikeouts and then a pop-out in a 1-2-3 inning. Ready for the 3-2 from James. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs to begin the 10th, and two down. He would eventually pick up the win thanks to a leadoff walk that allowed Elijah Pelayo to reach first base. A throwing error on a pickoff attempt put him to second, and shortly after, Aiden Doherty ended the ball game. Right-handed hitting, Doherty back at the plate. He's in right field tonight and batting leadoff. The pitch is swung on and hit out toward right field. A long run for Johnson. He won't get to it. Walk it off. Aiden Doherty gives Wenatchee the win. It's an 8-7 triumph tonight at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. Aiden Doherty with his second five-hit game of the summer, and the Apple Sox win it. An RBI double for Doherty for a 5-for-6 night. The second five-hit game by him this season, and the eighth five-hit effort in Apple Sox history. Joining us now on the post-game show, it'll be Xander Orahudos after the Apple Sox 8-7 victory against the Bellingham Bells. Xander, an exciting win for you guys in so many ways. I asked you earlier today, what's your ideal type of game for the Apple Sox offensively? And that's scoring opportunities every inning, men in scoring position consistently, and pretty much getting on the board most innings. Pretty close to that, really, tonight.
Yeah, I think we executed our plan today pretty well. So I'm just happy for the guys, you know. Those guys rise to the moment and came through for us.
What an incredible night for Aiden Doherty, too, going 5-for-6. It seems like he's had some ups and downs in the season. The ups are really high. The lows have been a tough maybe 0-for night. But this guy, when he's rolling, there might not be a more consistent hitter that we've got.
Yeah, he's a walking barrel. So on those nights that maybe he's not looking the best, but I just ask him, how do you feel? And if he's feeling good, then there's nothing to worry about. He'll come through.
The ability of this top of the order to continue to produce. Doherty, Hartman, we've talked about Benavidez. Even a night where he's 0-for-2, he's still on base three times. Those three have been just so reliable these first few weeks of the season.
Yeah. Like I said, they came through, and it doesn't it's early in the game. It starts early in the game with Bosco, a double in the gap, and then Pelayo, that last inning, a tough walk, and that started us for us. So
there was so much to like with you guys at the plate. You knew you had to kind of bust out of this funk that had been there recently. What was the biggest thing you thought changed to allow for you guys to start swinging the stick really good today?
Well, the start of the series, a lot of new guys, you know. So first time seeing live ABs, maybe even all year, or in a couple months, couple weeks. So I wasn't really worried. Our pitching staff helped us those first two games, and I think today they did a really good job too, and the bats just came alive, and it all came together.
Came together with a walk-off win, first walk-off win of the season, second extra innings win. You guys have gone, you've done it on the road, you've done it at home in extra innings. It felt like even when Bellingham scored in the top of the ninth inning, for you guys the situation was, all right, now it's our turn.
Yeah, it shows the fight in these guys. Never wanting to quit. You know, I told them before we went out in that last inning, just our approach stays the same. You know, yes, a walk-off would be nice. A walk-off homer would be nice, you know. But if we're staying with our approach, we have a couple quality ABs. As you see on my hand, we had 25 quality ABs this game. So yeah. If we stack those up, then good things are going to happen.
Tell me and tell fans about those. I know about these. You mark those off like a tally sheet on your right above your thumb there on your left hand. When you define a quality at-bat, and for a general fan who's trying to understand what that might be, what is that? Is it a long at-bat, even if it results in an at-bat? Is it, you know, anytime there's a base hit? What do you define as a quality at-bat?
So I like 7-plus pitches. You know, if you have 7-plus pitches in your at-bat, then the opposing pitcher has to work. So I like that, a hit. Also, a hard hit ball, a walk, a hit by pitch, all those are quality to me. So 25 of those, it's hard to lose.
Hard to beat with that. Awesome work here tonight by the guys at the plate. Looking to carry that into this weekend as we take on Kamloops. Xander, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Joel.
That's Xander Orhudos, the Apple Sox assistant coach, joining us after Wenatchee's 8-7 win in 10 innings. Fittingly, joining us on cue here will be Aiden Doherty, the incoming junior at UConn. After his walk-off double, wins this game for the Apple Sox in the bottom of the 10th inning. And Aiden, I was just saying it a moment ago, there's been 24 seasons of Apple Sox history. You have two of the 8 5-hit games in franchise history. I mean, you knew coming up to the plate here tonight you'd have to have a chance to deliver. But what does that mean to you, just hearing that at that moment? You know, you already have an incredible place in team history.
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's cool that I can just go out there and help the team as much as I can and come up big for the guys.
Tell me about that spot in the bottom of the 10th inning. Runner at first base, Elijah Pelayo on the walk. You were showing bunt first couple pitches. Then the throwing error on the pickoff attempt puts him at second.
Yeah.
Did you kind of take a deep breath and just go, just got to do what I've been doing all night?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get the bunt down. I kind of sissied out of that first one. And I was like, okay, I got to get this down. He picked, throws it away. And I'm like, okay, we'll just see fastball away, do a job, get him in, get him over.
3 runs driven for you out of the leadoff spot. That's not always something you're asked to do, but it just kind of came up that way. Tell me about what did that mean to get those kinds of opportunities, because there's been plenty of times this season where you've been setting the table for guys.
I mean, it's cool that Eli was able to get on base so many times, and he had a great game too. And, yeah, when Eli's on base, it just gives me another chance to help the team out.
We were talking yesterday in batting practice about whether you like hitting first or second more. In the leadoff spot, seems to have worked out pretty well. Tell me about the difference in your approach, though, depending on where you are in the order.
I mean, when it comes to first and second, my approach pretty much stays the same unless, say, like Max gets on, no outs, I try to get him over. But, I mean, yeah, honestly, I just feel like if I stay aggressive in both spots, it's for the best.
How nice has that been for you lately, having Max behind you in the order? It's nice to have a little protection in the lineup, right?
Oh, it's awesome. He's great. He always takes good at-bats, and if I ever get out on one pitch or something like that, he's always going to pick me up and get me over, and he's a great player, man. He does a great job in the tool.
Take us into what was going on in the dugout after that top of the 9th inning. Bellingham ties it up. They get the base hit off of third base to tie it. You guys have to settle it down and try and win this game. You didn't in the 9th, but you do in the 10th. What was the message? Did someone step up and say something, or was there a coaching staff member who did? Take me through it.
I mean, I think it was just a known thing that we're still in this game. Like, it's whoever punches last. And we've been in games like this before, and, yeah, we just kept punching. And we responded.
Did exactly that. Aiden, congrats on this one. An exciting night for you. Enjoy this one. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
That's Aiden Doherty, Apple Sox right fielder, who went 5-for-6, 2 doubles, including the game-winning double in the bottom of the 10th inning. Now we're joined by David James, who steps into the broadcast booth after picking up the win in this one. He was spectacular in relief tonight as James picks up the victory after he went the final couple of innings, about 2 2/3 out of the pen. And boy, David, you were so close to wrapping it up with that strikeout in the bottom of the 9th inning, but eventually you came right back out in the 10th and had a 1-2-3 frame. That's not an easy spot to come into, where the save gets blown and you're asked to stay on the bump. What did you do to regroup, not only to get those 3 outs in the 10th, but also get through the rest of the 9th inning?
Right, so that last batter, you know, I was up 0-2, and I was supposed to throw that breaking ball in the dirt, and I just missed my spot, popped out of my hand, and then you got the barrel head out in front, got a double. And I made sure when I got back in that dugout that I wasn't going to make a mistake like that again. And I really, really focused on, you know, relaxing that what already happened, and just go back out there and pound the zone like I was prior.
Was there any discussion about you going out for the 10th? You'd already been out for a while to that point.
Yeah, my coach came up to me and he goes, you know, your pitch count's up. You're not fully built up to go out this long. And I just said, I want the ball out there. I want to finish what I started. I want to win it for the boys.
And it certainly did exactly that with that 1-2-3 10th inning and earn the victory out of the bullpen. You got some work at South Carolina State this spring, but you're transferring to St. Bonaventure this fall. Quite the week for you all of a sudden, isn't it? The transfer announced yesterday, now this happened. Pretty good capper on it, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I'm excited. New spot, new home. I'm closer to home back in Canada, and I'm excited for my next 2 years at St. Bonaventure.
And you're excited with this win here as we head into Canada this coming weekend to take on Kamloops. What does a win like today say about this group? For a guy like you, you joined the team literally on the last road trip. You've jumped in, getting to know the guys. Feels like, even for someone like you, a newcomer coming in, you guys are really gelling fast.
Yeah, I know. This is a gritty group of guys, and we all just want to come out here and beat every single team we can. And that's what I felt like we did tonight, and it showed how gritty we are to come through in extra innings, and I believe that's our second extra innings win this season.
That's right.
And, it just shows how much we care about the App Sox team.
Absolutely. Well, David, great stuff here tonight getting the win. We will talk to you next time.
Thank you.
That's David James. He tossed 2 2/3 innings out of the bullpen to help the App Sox earn the win in 10 innings against the Bellingham Bells.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee App Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900.
I'm Joel Norman, and we're joined by Apple Sox pitcher, I guess we can call him the closer right now, Stephen Hammergren. 3 saves in 4 appearances, and Stephen, last night to get save number 3, 3 scoreless innings out of the pen. You got the ball in the 7th, you had to figure, you were probably going the rest of the way.
Oh yeah, well, Callie told me down in the pen that I need to throw the rest of the game. We don't have too many arms for this series. We're trying to save our arms for Kamloops, so I mean, that's the whole thing I did in season was come out of the pen in the 6th or 7th and close the game, so that's all I had to do here, so it wasn't that stressful.
I talked to Mike Callie after the game, and I had said, if things had gone awry with Steve, I said, what was the plan next? He said, there was no plan. They were that confident in you. What does that mean here in that?
It just means I'm ready to keep pitching. I'm ready to keep closing games, especially in summer, and then have that lead into season.
Tell me about your connection with Coach Callie. You obviously work with him at Lower Columbia College. He told me that when you guys were in the spring season, you're always reminding him, I'm going to be with you all summer too. What's that like having him, you know, both in the spring and then here in the summer?
He's a great pitching coach to have. He's a coach as well as like basically a teammate. He gets along with all the guys really well. So it's good to keep the chemistry with him from LCC to Wenatchee, so that's always good.
What's it like when he comes out to the mound? He hasn't had to do that a lot with you here in the summer, but maybe in the spring when he would come out on the mound to talk to you, what's something he would say?
It's usually just him calming me down. It's usually after I walk a runner on or a big hit happens in that situation. It's usually just him calming me down, getting me back in the zone.
Through your first 4 appearances with the Apple Sox, no runs allowed, what has been the biggest key, do you think, to allowing you to just kind of go out and execute exactly the way that you plan?
I think there was so much pressure in season to get my job done and do it the way I've been practicing for the last couple years that it's just so easy to do it in the summer when it's not like a championship setting. It's just a lot easier to pitch without all that behind you.
I was going to say, it seems like for a lot of guys that can be the case. You can come into the summer and you're trying to do well, obviously, but there's a little less pressure, so to speak. Has that just been something you think you've thrived with?
I think that's something that's made me pitch a lot better. I felt looser than I ever have been on the mound the last 4 appearances I've had in the summer, so it's really nice.
You're a Longview native, and you've pretty much, from everything Mike was saying, you've pretty much been there all your life. What's this like kind of getting out of home a little bit and just, you know, getting somewhere else, dipping your feet in the deep end?
Oh, it's amazing finally leaving home. I mean, I haven't left home for more than over a week my entire life, so yeah, this is my first time really leaving home, so it's good to finally be on my own.
What's been your favorite thing about being with the Apple Sox besides dominating on the bump?
Favorite thing is probably meeting all the new guys from all different areas around the country. That's always pretty cool. I mean, I never got to do that in school, so
really neat to get that experience. Steven, thanks for the time here. Looking forward to seeing you pitch again soon.
Thank you.
Let's wrap things up here from Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after the Apple Sox defeat the Bellingham Bells by an 8-7 score in 10 innings. Bellingham scores 7 runs on 13 hits, commits 3 errors, and strands 11 men on the base paths. Wenatchee scores 8 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and they also leave 11 men on. The win goes to David James, 2 2/3 innings out of the bullpen, 2 runs given up, both earned on 3 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1 in this ball game. James was a strike away from picking up a inning and two-thirds of work, of scoreless work at the ninth and eighth innings. Was trying to get the save, but a two-out, two-strike RBI single by Bryce Johnson tied the game up. James recovered and tossed a scoreless 10th inning to earn the victory. Meanwhile, the loss goes to Ryan Heppner, allowing a run for the first time this season, and is an unearned run against him after a throwing error that he had on a pickoff attempt to first base, put Elijah Palaio at second. Aiden Doherty doubled him in, and that was the ball game. So Heppner with the loss for his first of the season, and the Apple Sox with the walk-off win. Time of the game, 3 hours and 15 minutes, and 852 fans were on hand tonight at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. Well, Wenatchee will do it again on the road as they are back in action at 6:35 p.m. on Friday night, taking on the Kamloops Northpaws north of the border at Norbrock Stadium in the first game of a 3-game set. Friday's game at 6:35, Saturday at 6:35, and Sunday's weekend finale at 2:05 on the road. Wenatchee back at home on Monday to take on the Dub C Fish Sticks at 6:35 p.m. at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium, and you can get your tickets for that game right now at applesox.com/schedule.